Hello, Edward Jones. It's your friendly digital doctor here again this evening.
That wasn't your cart, mate, but I've had to play it anyway.
What happened to that cart?
Well, it's been done. It's technology requirements.
Okay. I thought technology works. Anyway, let's get seriously a little bit technical about things, and let's see if we can help some people there who've got problems with their Windows and memory problems. What I want to talk about tonight is the nasty out-of-memory message problems and insufficient memory when trying to run applications under Windows. Now, there's a few reasons for this, and some of them are not maybe quite so obvious as you might think. To start off with, firstly, I've got to give credit to a client of mine, actually, who gave me a piece of information which I've been wanting to mention for some time, which could be of interest to people. I don't know if anybody here has heard of the Sampo virus.
No
Sampo virus. Well, it's been actually about a month or so, but we've just got so much stuff to cover, you can't get through it. The Sampo virus, basically, what it can cause, actually, is out-of-memory problems, would you believe, in Windows 31. And what actually happens is that very gradually, but finally, actually, very dramatically, you will start to have problems running applications. And what you will find eventually is that you can't, in fact, start any applications. And it keeps saying that you haven't got enough memory to run anything. Now, interestingly enough, the good old McAfee found this virus and cleaned it up perfectly straight away. So good on you, Mr. McAfee.
It's a shareware product, isn't it, now?
I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
I've seen it around.
I keep away from viruses if I can.
Shareware?
No, viruses.
Okay. It's a virus killer.
So I try to keep away from virus checkers as well, I think. But what they did find is that if you do want to clean this virus off, you must in fact have a clean boot disk. An infected disk will in fact trick McAfee from finding the virus. So if you've got these sort of niggling and sort of getting worse and worse type of out-of-memory problems, you might actually find that you've got a virus. Most likely, of course, you don't have a virus. Everything is good in that department. We don't share disks any more than we don't share needles or whatever. Now, let's talk about some of the other causes that might be the problem of this. Let's say, for example, typically you go to run your Word 6 for Windows and you get, of course, insufficient memory. And usually it also tells you to close some other applications as well and all that kind of thing. Now, the puzzling thing that people always find is that, hey, it worked last time. Why doesn't it work this time? I cannot launch Word. So, I mean, that's a beautiful problem, isn't it? Now, what do? You look at your program manager help menu and you click on About, and all you good people out there might like to try this now if you don't know how to check your resources. I'll just repeat that. You pull down your help menu from the program manager and click About. Now, that might say that you've got 10 megabytes free and you've got 60% free resources, and then you'll say, well, hang on, I've only got 8 megabytes of RAM here. Can I have 10 megabytes free? Now, what it actually does is it actually lumps together your virtual memory, which is your swap space, in addition to your actual memory, and it gives you some kind of a funny fudge figure. So what could be the problem for the out-of-memory message? Now, you may actually be out of disk space. And what might have happened, actually, that last time you used Word 6, you might have filled up your hard disk with maybe some large files, some large documents that might have a lot of graphics and things in them, and you may actually be very short in disk space. So if you get that out-of-memory message problem or insufficient memory, you might actually find that it's a bit of a misleading sort of an error. You might actually find that you're short in disk space. Also, about the virtual memory, you can try changing your virtual memory to increase the swap space if you really are short on real RAM and also then swap space RAM. Again, you can get out of memory messages, or that you've basically got insufficient memory to run applications, or just some really nasty general problems where Netscape can bomb out. What you'll find is actually that even if you have, again, 8 megabytes of real RAM, you often still need about 15 to 20 megabytes of virtual RAM. I think you will find, actually, in a lot of cases these days, that 10 megabytes of virtual RAM often is simply not enough. You need more than that. And this is especially with Netscape, and I think I've mentioned before in another program that if you're loading up big full-screen pictures with lots of colours, or you're printing some of these files and you have to make up a print file before it actually prints to, say, a colour inkjet printer like a HP, you will find that you need lots and lots of disk space, and you actually need lots and lots of swap space, And the thing is so hungry that unless you've got all this set up right, you're going to get some nasty error messages. Also, very importantly, and I think people should take really careful notice of this one, is that as you innocently cruise the net, Netscape actually fills up your hard disk
with
pictures. Well, it's not. It's junk after you've looked at it. Yeah, it fills up your hard disk actually with pictures and sound files that you come across.
Have your customers told you that Netscape does weird things to their computers?
I can tell you it does some weird things to my computer.
It does bizarre things to mine, and I just think, hello, will you stop breaking it? Sorry.
Yeah. But what I was actually going on about there was that what Netscape is doing is actually saving the pictures on your hard disk so that next time when you call them up, they come up a lot quicker and you don't have to actually download them again through a modem. And what it's doing, of course, is it's caching them. So what you've got to be aware of is that you may actually fill up your hard disk quite innocently. And you can clear the cache through one of the Netscape menu options. Or alternatively, you might like to try this. You can look in the /netscape/cache directory and do a quick DIR to see how much it's actually used and what files are in there. And you'll probably find dozens and dozens and dozens of files in there. And then simply delete them because you may, again, not have enough disk space to run, for example, Word 6 with some large documents with lots of pictures. Finally, if you do get these out-of-memory messages or insufficient memory to do certain things, you may again not be out of memory. Just check the file statement in your config sys. Or is it autoexec bat? I reckon it's config sys.
So yes.
Because if you haven't got enough file space allocated, it actually thinks it doesn't have enough memory to do its job. So that's another one to look out for, and good luck with that.
Thank you very much, Ed. So stay tuned for next week's installment of The Computer at Large with Dr. Edward Yozes.
Can I just...